Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unwrapped languages, specifically about using the language that God gives us in order to speak, and talk and pray about how we ought to speak, what we ought to speak, who we ought to speak to make the most of this gift. And today we're going to focus in on speaking praise. Let the words of our mouth praise God. Let them bring praise to those things that are praiseworthy. Even praise others. Not to the extent that we praise God, but in an encouraging way. That our words, our language, our motivation would be to build the kingdom of God. Kind of a parallel sound to yesterday's focus verse. Luke 1:64 says, immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak, praising God. The response of people when they were healed by Jesus generally was what you might consider an exaggerated use of what they needed healed from. The lame and crippled would leap and dance. The deaf and dumb would shout and sing. And I suspect if any of us have spent time unable to use a certain part or function of our body, that when healing takes place, when restoration is made, we get kind of excited about it. And that's the case, excuse me, with this man described in our text. His mouth was opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak praise. The realization that we have been set free. It's not just our tongue which has been loosened, it's our life. We're no longer in bondage to sin, to selfish desires of the flesh. No, it's not that those have disappeared, it's we've chosen to not give those the control of our life. And it is a battle. It's a battle not against flesh and blood, not even against our own flesh and blood. It's a battle against the spiritual forces that desire to defeat us. But set free, we ought to speak praise. When we overcome, when we resist temptation, even when we stumble and God lifts us back up, the words we use ought to be words of praise. And I believe that as we become accustomed to speaking praise for the goodness of God, for the work of God in our life, for the many blessings that we see poured out upon mankind, it's a language we become familiar with. And as we become familiar with, it feels more and more natural to speak praise everywhere we go. One of my visits to Russia, I was there for a month. And I worked at learning some basic language. But I never got comfortable with it. I kind of saved it as a last resort. I tried English first, and most of the time that would work. And when it wouldn't, I would stumble through what I could to communicate in the best way possible. And I think sometimes we do that when it comes to speaking praise. It's not our natural language, at least not for most of us. And we try to get by with speaking our natural language, which is often disinterest or even criticism. And when it doesn't work, we stumble through praise because we're not fluent in it. And what an incredible privilege to come to God and understand that as we unwrap this gift of language, God's design is so that we would be able to communicate clearly with those who need to hear about Him. We saw that in the book of Acts, the day of Pentecost, as the disciples gathered together and are heard speaking in tongues in foreign languages that everyone could hear and understand in their own language. God was revealing Himself not in a manner of confusion, but in clarity. Yes, it sounded confusing. The people were confused because they'd never seen or heard anything like it. But when Peter explains what's really going on, the crowd is cut to the heart. They want to know, what must we do to be saved? And we know the reply of Peter, repent and be immersed, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. A promise that's for you that are here listening to my words. It's for your children, for those who are near, for those who are far off. A promise for everyone. You see, that's the nature of the language, the gift of language God wants to give every one of us. Not necessarily that we would speak in a language that no one else can hear or understand. No, He wants to give us a gift that edifies, that builds up the body of Christ. Part of that gift of language is to speak praise, to become fluent in praise. The incredible power, we see it in studies, in schools. It doesn't stop when a child turns 12 or he turns 18. But the power of saying, you're doing a great job. Let me help you with this. Let me show you a better way, an easier way. But you're doing great. Keep at it. Good job. And when we begin to speak fluently in praise, we build up the body. And if you want to practice, spend time in your prayer life, in your worship life, growing and praising God. Oh God, what an incredible sunset you gave us. What an incredible gift of peace. Oh Father, thank you for the contentment that I didn't even think was possible. I praise you, God, for your kindness that was so undeserved. And we could go on and on with all that God has done, all that God is, all that God is doing in our life. And it's like any language. The more we practice and use it, the more comfortable we become with it. And so today, make those opportunities, find those opportunities, take those opportunities and make the most of them to speak praise. Beginning with the praise of God, the Almighty, the Lord, our Savior. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And in your love, you have given us a great healing, a great restoration that we never deserved. It even goes so far beyond the text we looked at this morning of having our tongue loosened, our lips able to speak again. And when we consider how you have healed us from the sin that we commit, may it motivate us to grow in the way that we speak praise, that our praise of you and our praise towards you would grow into learning to praise others for the good that you do in them, that you do through them, that our words would be encouraging and not demeaning, that even the way that we correct one another even would mirror the way that you correct us. I think of so many of the Apostle Paul's letters in the New Testament where he'll talk about thanking God continually for those that he's writing to. Even as the letter contains correction that is sometimes very intense, yet he praises them for the things they're getting right. God, help us today for this language of praise to be more natural to us, because we're getting used to it. May we look for those opportunities, and may we build up and encourage the body of Christ with the words that we use. God, doing all of it in a manner and way that brings praise and glory to you. It's not that we're praising others in order to elevate them above you, but we're being consistent in your instructions that we elevate others above ourselves. So God, today, in all things, may we be healed of a critical spirit. May we be healed of an angry heart. May we be healed of a sour attitude. And as we experience your healing in so many ways, help us to speak praise. And in that praise, may we be consistent in lifting up Jesus, knowing that as we lift up him, that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. As we conclude today, I would continue to encourage you to pray for our nation, for the military, for those who are considered our enemies. Pray that God would protect those that are more innocent than others. We talk about innocent casualties, and the reason they're innocent casualties is they're not directly related to the war, to the battle, to the conflict. We know none are innocent, but in the context, they are. And God, I pray for a quick end to the hostility, to a restoration of godly leadership in all countries. And Father, help us to pray for our leaders, they would have wisdom, that the division that is so rampant would melt into a uniting spirit that cares for others more than they care for themselves. And as you pray, praise God for what He's about to do. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. I do thank you for joining me. I also pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.